Okay, good Vok. I would like to skip to Simin Shinpei He. Shinpei He talks about Hezek Shein Onika, Tzvei Geshmaka Simin, Vei Sedistika Simin, and it even has some Halacha Lamaisa as well. And hopefully we'll be able tonight, Miyat Hashem, to cover the entire Shinpei He. It's only two Sifim. Okay, let's start. Din hezek shein onika kagoyim manasech yein shoch yeinu shoch chaveru boi beisi ifim zok the makabes if alef hamazik es chaveru hezek shein onika and someone is mazik his friend a hezek shein onika, which we'll describe later what that means. Kagoyim, the makabes gives a couple of examples. Kagoyim sheiriv yein nesech biyeinoi, that he was ma'ariv, he took his yein nesech and he would mix it into his friend's wine, so now his friend's wine will be, but now it's going to be treif. Not because the friend's wine is actually treif, it's because it has treif and wine mixed in, so he'll never be able to separate the two, so his wine will be treif as well. In such a case, minatayr is going to be potter because it's hezek shein onika. Maka behema yishal meno, Chazal understood that it's makloikas, but the way we pass, Rabbi Yochanan understood that the gzeris akosa that says yichayef a mazik was only said for a mazik, which is a hezek nika. But if it's a hezek shein onika, minatayr hu potter, he's going to be potter. However, Chazal will convince you to pay. It's a midrabanan, you're going to be chayiv. Midraisi yataka poto, but midrabanan, you're going to be chayiv. Kansu l'shalim nezek sholim, you have to pay nezek sholim, me'ayofashim menachosim, from the best nechosim that you have, kedin kolam mazikim, just like all other mazikim. It's a knas of the chachomim. Midraisi you are poto, midrabanan you are chayiv. Why you chayiv? What's the svara? Why does Chazal need to make this takana? So the Gemara in Gittin says, "Shelo yehei kol echad hoylich u'metamei tayreis of shochaveroi." It's going to go around being metamei the tayreis of his friend. V'yemer patani, and I'll say I'm pata. You can't do anything to me anyway because it's a hezek shein onika. So to prevent a tikkun olam, to prevent this from happening, Chazal made a knas, made a chiv derabanan on the person that he has to pay for a hezek shein onika. The Gemara actually gives three examples of Hezek Shein Onika. Menasech is an example that the Mechaber just brought down. Actually, the Mechaber gives the case of Ir of Yayin Nesech, which is one of the pshatim in the Gemara, what Menasech is. Then is Metame, and then is Medameya. Metame means he goes and he takes, let's say, a sheret, and he's Metame, the peiros of his friends. That's Metame. He now makes the peiros of his friends Tame. If it would be Truma, and he's Metame, the Truma of Shochaveri, so now Truma Tame is also. So that's metame, and then you have the third, which is medameya. You take truma and you throw it into your friend's chulin. So by default, again, your friend's chulin now became treif. Well, not treif, but it became. You have to treat it as if it's all truma because you don't know where the truma is. So it's going to now be worth much less because the price of truma is worth much less than the price of chulin. Only kanim keep it and has limitations. If it's tamei, it's also. So it's going to be worth less. So these are the three classical cases, metame, medameya, umenaseh. And on that, even though you are pata minadin, still Chazal will mechayiv you al teknas nezek shalim. That's the Gemara. There's a Rashi over there I should mention. It's a tum amongst the Achronim. Based on the Gemara later on, over there it's mashma that could be that minadin, without the knas of Chazal, could be there was still some type of chiv bedinei shemayim. Rashi's mashma that kilu there is a punishment bedinei shemayim. Not that it's the actual chayiv lotis shemayim, but if you do these things and you hurt your friend, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay the person back. Others want to say that it's taka chayiv lotis shemayim. It's a shail amongst the poiskim. But meika din avada you are potted, and it's only a knas of Chazal. And the reason why they made the knas once again is shelo yehei kol echad hoylich u'metamei tayreis av shochaveroi v'yemer patani. It's a knas of Chazal. And because it's a knas, you're going to see, let's continue in the Makabo, the Fikoch, in Meis HaMazik, Kodim Sheyeshalim, if the Mazik will die before he pays, Ein Koyntim B'nai Akrab L'Shalim, we're not going to be Makayev, the son, afterwards to pay. Because since it's only a knas, they only cancel the person who did this terrible thing. But his son, why are you canceling the son for? So why are you canceling the Yoshim for? So if he dies, then his children are going to be potter. Now, if you look in the, all right, let me just continue. I'll get back to the halakha. The chain.
What's
Sorry?
Avada
the Hashem have to pay. Any other chiv, avada. A regular mazik, avada is a chiv, is a shiva nechasim. Avada, if the father leaves over stuff, the Hashem going to have to pay. It's like any other chiv, that if there's shiva nechasim, avada the nechasim mushu abadim, avada the Hashem are going to have to pay. But in this case, we were not koinitz b'nai akrab because it was a specific focus knas on the mazik. The person who did this. V'chein mamu ha'alacha, an afkamina, whether it's a knas or not. V'chein zot ha'machabim ha'ya shegig ha'yoynis, honest, if he was a shegig or he was an honest, he's potter shalei konsu el amezid. They only were kind of somebody who does it b'mezid, not somebody who does it b'shegig. So because of this halacha, we have two chedushim. Because it's only a knas, first of all, they were not kind of b'nai akrob. And second of all, they only chayi for mezid. They weren't a kind of mezid, but not for shegig and oynis. But they did equate it to a regular demazik with the guy, if we're talking about the right person, and he did a b'mezid, they did equate it that he has a regular din, like a regular mazik, in terms of that he has to pay miyafish of nechasim. That's the mechaba, in a nutshell. And we'll go back and take it apart. But just to understand this, let's try to, midaraisa, to be considered a mazik, you have to be damaging the chayfet. The yeshivish sprach is that there is, in every chayfet, there's two elements. There's the chayfet, and then there's the value of the chayfetz. In order to be chayef for mazik, it has to be hezek nika, you have to damage the chayfetz. However, even when you're not damaging the chayfetz, and with the araisa, yataka potter, came along chazal and said that you're going to be chayef for hezek shein nika, because there you are damaging the value of the chayfetz. That's how someone attached up. That the takana was, is that you're mazikin the value of the chayfet. So for that we'll get you. Enochanam the chayfet alone, you weren't mazik, because it's eno nickel, but the value, because now it's taka worth less, so we'll get you for that. The different surahs, you could say, a different shrach, you could say, no, Chazal said that even though it's eno nickel, they gave it the same din mazik. There are different ways to touch it up. But I just want to give the Olam an eye opener here. Okay, let's go back to this massive cotton olive. There's a lot here tonight, so I'm asking you just to take easy on the conscience, if you could, wait till maybe after each sip or after each inion, because I'm going to try to finish the simon tonight, and there's a lot of raid here. All right, let's go to this massive cotton olive. When the Mechaber says you have to pay me a yofish of benachosav, even though it's a knas, zok the smak, it didn't call a mazik, just like every mazik, to be mazik siv, because by a mazik it says, metiv sedeyu yushalim. Well, come on, b'simen tof yutesis bar, danu davka, what does it mean you pay me meitav sadeo, that you have to pay me yofish ibn akasav, what does that mean? Danu davka kishabalo shalim b'loi b'kakois. If he's coming to pay with karka, then he has to pay with prime karka, with great karka. Avabu metaltalin, but if he's paying with metaltalin, or certainly if he's paying with cash, kol davim mikri meitav, any metaltalin is considered meitav, afilu subin, even inferior metalton is considered meitav, and as far as the Gemara says in Bava Kamis, Mishum Dimloim Mokram, Bemokram Zeh, Yachal Olichim, Bemokram Achel, Lemokram Shom. Metalton, which is movable goods, if you can't sell it here, charitable items, you could sell it somewhere else. So that's why it's Yafish of Nakotav, even if it's inferior. Mashenkin Karka, you can't move Karka, so if it's not a good Karka to sell, so that's not considered Yafish of Nakotav, you have to give better Karka. Mashenkin Bekakois, it's not movable. That's the Sma. Good. Now, if you look in the shach, it says similar, very bikitza, the shachs of cotton bays. Kloima, what does it mean, my yafish of menachosav? Kloima, mehe idis, from the idis, kedin mazik, just like a mazik, va'af agav zok teshach, de eno elo midirabonin. The mice is only a mazik midirabonin. The rabonin came to raise a tikkun. The way they were sacking the dakono was came to raise a leshalim and made of kinkos of a rosh, reish, baba kama. The same idea. That means they gave it a tsura of a kane deraisa. It's a knas, and they didn't. What they were not mechayev a shegig, and they were not mechayev b'nai akrav. But when they were mechayev, they were mechayev it keina deraisa that you have to pay me a yofish of nakasa. They didn't want to give it a different hayuchas mazik. They gave it the same huchas mazik. That's the shak. Okay. Now let's. There's a lot here. I don't know where to start from. Let's try. Okay. Let's go here. We know gemenlok. There's a machloikis shach, and and Shimpeches, and really, Bemet is Machlekes Rishonim, Mordechai Ben Yenis, Mulanil, other Rishonim. When you have a Knas de Rabbonon, there's a past the Svara of Moide Umifta. By Knas de Reis, we know that there's a Kosev, Ashay Yashun, Elokim, others, we don't have from Tupsukim, that if a guy is Moide, he's Mifta. I don't have to pay. If I say Shleshim Shalevit, Kefil, if I come to bed and I say, you know, Chatosi, Avisa, Peshati, this is what happened, I'm sorry. a guy doesn't have to say he's sorry, but this is what happened. He's not chayiv the shleishim shalevet. He's not chayiv for knas. You can't be chayiv for knas on your own hodah. And not only that, if you are moida, in certain many situations, even if Edom come afterwards, you're going to still be potter, because as long as you're moida, even akakabal Edom, you're going to be potter. There are certain limitations to that, but let's say gneva. If you're moida on the whole gneva, you're going to be chayiv in the keren, you're going to be potter in the kefil, even if Edom come afterwards. Because as long as you are dar with machayiv, so you have a real hodah on the keren, so then you're going to be potter in the kefil, even if Edom comes afterwards, because you're moida or mifta. What would be like knas to Rabbanon? For example, we had a knas to Rabbanon in Shimpei Beis of Dvar Mitzvah. You stole somebody's mitzvah, so they kindness you Yud Zehuvim. Or what happens if you'll have that Garmi might only be a knas, like some Rishayim. So if you learn like that, what happens if you have other knas to Rabbanon? Do we have the principle of Moedon Mifta or not? The Shach holds that it was only said by knas to Raisa, but by knas to Rabbanon, in a Kanami, you're going to be Chai. There's no concept of Moedon Mifta. And the Ksais argues, Marshall's Rabbi Yehuda Simulaniel, he has a right from Zigin Gint, he ends up in Eshu's Kasha, but he also added this concept of Moida Mifta was said all across all Knasses, even Knasses de Rabbana. Means the Shala, when the Chazal made the Knasses, they made the Knas, came the Raisa de Knas, or didn't they make a came the Raisa de Knas? That's the Maklakis. There's a Shut Ksav Seifa, the Tumu Mung Tiakonim, there's a Shut Gvaldika Shut Ksav Seifa in Kesha Mishpat Simon Kavog, and he has a few Kadushim which we're going to discuss tonight, and one of them he wants to say, that even though there's a machlokes on general knosses, the Rabbanan, but over here, everyone's going to be moida. Everyone agrees that if you're going to be moida of the knas of Hezek Shein Onika, Avadi you're going to be chayv. Here, even the knas will be under your chayv. Why? He says, what was the reason why they gave it as knas? Shelo yehei kol echad ha'ilikum metame tarezev shel chaveroi, continues the Gemara, v'yei mepotani, I got you. I did you in, mepotani, and I it's in your face. He said, why did Gemara have to throw these extra words? We're worried about Tikkun Olam, so we'll make you a Chayiv, so this way you'll behave and you won't do these things. As I say, they were concerned in the whole meanness of it as well. Not just that you're going to be mad at other people, but you're going to get him. And you're going to go over to him. By the way, you know, if you don't tell him, he doesn't know that you were Medameya his Nechot. So you have to go over to him. By the way, I messed you up good, and I'm Potter. You can't do anything against me. So I got you. So therefore, he says, when they made this knas, they took into account already the v'yayim apatani. You're going to go over, and you're going to be moida, and try to get out of it. So they stopped you from doing that, and they said, even though you, it's as a chain in neka, even though you're going to be moida, v'yayim, but still you're going to be chayiv. He wants to say that even the ksais would be moida over here, the moida of the knas would be chayiv. A chiddush of the ksav soifa. All right. Another nukuda that we should discuss, also from the Ksav Seifer, there's a lot of achrayim on it, but I'll just give you the Ksav Seifer's take, is that we had in Shimpei Beis, the end of Shimpei Beis, that since it's only a knas, we know that in Siman Aleph, by Hilchos Dayanim, that bizmanenu, we can't pass in knosis. We need smuchim to pass in knosis. That means we need smuchim for a lot of things, but on most things, we have shluchos ayukah of dinin. We act on behalf of the free adikadarius of the dayanim hasmuchim to pass in on the Cheshem Mishpat. But knosis, they never gave us that koyach, and other things which are loishchia, there are certain things that they never gave us koyach, and we can't pass them bizman as there. We can put the guy in the chayrim, we can have other ways to achieve maybe similar means, but we can't pass in the shayla. We're not allowed to pass them. We don't have that koyach. Sokhtu Mechab in Shimpei Beis, when you're talking about the knas of stealing somebody's mitzvah, Sokhtu Mechab over there, that who are then that knas, which is only the Rabbanon, Sokhtu Mechab, the bizman as there, we're not goyven. Ein magben. The Mechab at the end of Shimpei Beis says, and I quote, "Obizman hazeh ein magben oisoi this knas of stealing mitzvahs. Avom tov aslam mafkinim enev. The guy chab, we're not going to be mafkinim enev. Just like the knas of the rice, if the guy chab, we're not be mafkinim enev. But we can't pass in the shaylon. All of a sudden comes Shimpei Hei, and we're talking about vayta knas to rabbanan. And here we don't see this limitation of bizman hazeh. We can't pass in." He says the Mechab is relying on Siman Aleph doesn't make sense, because then Shimpei Beis he should also rely on Siman Aleph. Right? That he has a need to repeat it every time. So why over here not? By saying the Mechab that this Knas, the Rabbanan, is different than the act Knas, the Rabbanan. This Knas, the Rabbanan, we could pass in even Bezman Azeh. Now you have to know what the Chilak is. So he suggests the Chilak is because since it's Shchiach, it's a Tikkun Olam, it's Shchiach, this type of Knas, the Rabbanan, they weren't Mesakin and Cain deraita the Kiknaster. Here they allowed even Bizman Azat to Paskin. That's what he says. Others might say that if it's a Knas, which is a Dovah Kos of Yud Zehuvin, but there's no certain kiss connected it. So then it's apparent it's a knas. What are you doing? You're paying yud for what? For a mitzvah, a brog, and your brog is very koshut, but you don't see $10 that you lost. So it's, you don't see the 10 zuv. So it's not, it's like shloshim shel eved, it's a dover cut where the eved's worth a lot, worth a little. That's a real knas. But this knas, what was the knas? The knas was that we treated it like a mazik. We gave it a din of mazik that you have to pay for the chasarin that you caused. So since that was the tzura of that knas, so this knas is different. This knas is not like that knas. This knas is not stam an arbitrary number to stop you, for to penalize you, to give you a ticket, to fine you, that to do these things. This knas was that we reckon that this is like a regular mazik. And if this is like a regular mazik, so you have to pay for the chasarin kiss that you caused. So if that's the case, so it's like a regular mazik, like Yafashim Nukhasim, and it's like a regular mazik, that it could be goyav even bizman hazeh. Alright, that could be a different pshat. But fine. But it's Madrik and the Mechab, but nevertheless, regardless of the pshat, yes, bizman hazeh, we can pass in this as well. Now, what would be if, what would be if someone is mazik, a hezek she'enu nika, so he already did you in on your yayin, and then I came along and I see this yayin nesek, or the dimu of yayin nesek, the ear of yayin nesek, which anyway is worthless to you, and I take and I pour it out. So I did a hezek nika. After someone else did a hezek she'enu nika. So to Akashuk and Avada, the second guy is going to be potter. Because Lamaisa, the yayin was already gnizik from the first guy. So Avada, it's worth nothing. Avada, I didn't anything. I, the first guy, was hezek she'enu nika, you can't get him. But he did a b'shege. So Yimamaj can't even get him. Tough luck, because hezek she'enu nika, he's potter from. But you can't be Machayev me, Lamaisa, your yayin is worth nothing. It's a dover poshut. Fine. All right. Now, about this din of Ein Koinsin B'noy Achrov, if you look in the smas of cotton base, he has a chiddush halacha. The halacha we just said that hayoyf is only a knas, we only could nail you. But if the person is nifta, and now we want to be mechayiv his kids, Ein Koinsin B'noy Achrov L'shalom, just like what we find by other knas. Zok t'sma chiddush, pirish, in sifkan base, afilo amid avin bedin. Even if we already paskined on the father, we already mechayiv him bedin, that he already owes this knas money, and then he was nifta, you still can't go to the Yoshim to collect. V'chein kozom mechabal el m'sum kovchesiv bay, sorry, m'sheen king b'mosa shemeis, aloch of mosa later on, the attacker by mosa shemeis says that you're not going to sin b'noy achrov, but if you already paskined b'chayav, you took him to a din Torah and you gave him the knas, and now he's chayav, because Bezin said so, the Bezin already levied this knas on him, now if he's nifta, already you could go to b'noy achrov. So he doesn't explain now in Kufches, the smile with the also red Zuchesh, they call like that. And he says he was Herech B'tshuva. We weren't Zuchesh his Tshuva, so we don't know exactly what the Lamed is and what the Chalukim are. But if you look in the Shach over here in Sifkon Gimel, the Shach jumps on the smile that it's not true. In the beginning of Sifkon Gimel, he quotes the smile, Ankan Lashon of the smile, and then he says, V'ein Dvarav Nechoinim Be'inai. He's incorrect. Avada, once you pass in on the father, even if he's nifta now, Avada, you could go to B'nai Akrav. Why? The Ramava Machabalu Kamon and Simon Shim Peches, Shapasku, the Mosa Shemes, Goivim Meyoshov, Afilu Loyomad Bedin, by Mosa to Machloikis. The Machabu passed in that you could go to his Yoshim, Hainu Mitam Shekasafti Shom Disrielu, the Dinan the Gami, Dinahu, Loiknosa. So from them, Stam, you don't have a Raya. The reason why you Machayev the kids over there is because it's Mecha Adin. He owes the Gami is Medin. Elamai, you're handling mitzvah the Yeshayimim with him. Yeshayimim shom disreel the davka shomad bedin haynu mishum disreel the din the gamiz knasa the rabbanan. Well, I can come to b'nei achrov enu chayiv. Elam kain amad bedin. But you see that what by Moisa, even the Yeshayim will hold that it is a din gamiz is only knasa and you can't be kaitzim b'nei achrov. But if you already mind with the father this Moisa bedin about that, then you could go to the children. So to over here, Bama Bidin should definitely be chayiv. Then he continues with Zayis from Rishayim. And at the end, I'm skipping to the second to last line of the Shach. He says, Mashakaz of a Mechaba Lael. You, this man, trying to bring a Rai from over there. Avim Chayvu Knas. Loi Kansu B'nai Achrov. Even though they already Chayvu Knas. Even though they already levied the Knas on the father. Hainu, it's talking about something else. It's not talking about these Knas. Hainu Kish Chayvu. Yes, Al Masha Ifsit. He's talking about not a knas of chazal, the chazal were kaveya, that this has a chiyev for kol mokom v'kol zman. Over there, talking about that there was a specific case, he wanted to teach a guy a lesson, so the rabbanim of the city decided to penalize him, the takonis ashar, whatever it is, and they gave it him good. That type of knas, that excessive knas, There it says in a Hanami that if it'll be nifta, we won't clean it b'nai akar. Because that's not a knas min din. That was a special arrangement that the Rabbanim felt had to be done. So they invoked that power that they have, but they're not going to do it for the kids, because the kids, why they should it. But when you have a knas chazal, and once it was gepaskin in bezin, that he's chayv, so now he's chayv like any other chayv. The Adrabah, he says, and from these are not carefulness now. Hakatu shema mechabe bereisha. The mechabe is another halak over there. Mishin is chayv moment bebezin babu mashinas. Mashinas is meisim. Mashinas is the same din knas gamei umeis goyve meayarshim. So you see, if I catch, you see over there that when you have a knas of chazal avada, you are goyve meayarshim if it's already omad bedin. Alavadi kumeshik katzata, like I said. So la halak avada be passing like the shark. That the guy was already omed bedin, and then he was nifto, avada, he's going to be chayiv, his yoshim are going to be chayiv. We're talking about only in the case that you didn't have a chance to be maimed and bedin, and he was already nifto, there you won't levy the knas on the kid. Okay. Next nekuda, Malshinus is a mesira. He went to the government and he tattletailed on the guy and he caused the guy trouble. Hesed moment. So, Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully, the Olam of Gadol will do Shem Pechas. It's a major, major Indian. You have to have to be prepared to accept it, the halakha of the maisa. But it's a major Indian. You have to Shem will get to. But yes, that's Malshinus as well. Fine. All right. Now, the mechaba. Let's make a deacon mechaba. I mean, I'm sure everyone thinks it's posher, but it starts out like this. Hamazik is chaver hezek sheinanek. It's going to be chay. The chaver gives you one example kagoy. He didn't even bring down the three examples of the Gemara. Clearly, you see from the mechaba that this din is every case you could imagine of a hezek sheinanek will be chay, because that's what the mechaba says. A classical halacha. Hamazik is chaver hezek sheinanek is chay. You want an example? I'll give you an example. An example would be Manasseh. Rabbi's example is not such a great example. It's Machlokes like Rav and Shmuel on his example. The other Mandiyam holds that Manasseh, Rav holds Manasseh means Manasseh Mamish, not Erev. Manasseh that you did Manasseh Yain, like Sif Beis. So this is God and not even any of the examples. But you see, it's a classical halacha. I'm just giving you one example. They didn't bring down the whole Gemara. See, the Machlokes is showing him. Some want to say that this, and the Gemara even suggests, Shmuel has such a thought, perhaps, in the Gemara, that this whole din was limited to three cases, Amanasek, Medameya, and Metame. They were kindness, each one individually, and that's it. You can't be Medame Muslim Hilsa. And if that's the case, it will come out that you can't have a general klal, Hamazik is Chavei, or Hezek Shein HaNik is going to be Chai. There's no such thing. It's only, you should know, Hamazik through Medame, Menasek, and Medame, that would be Chai. But anything else, even Hezek Shein HaNik, you're going to be Papa. There's no such thing. But from the Mechaba, you see, that's not how we pass. Really, it's the Rambam. And that's what the Shach is coming to address. And the Shach of Kon Aleph, he says, Lashon HaRambam, Reish Perek Zayim, Ruchus Choyvel HaMazik, Choyvel, sorry, Hamazik Mama Chavei, or Hezek Shein HaNik, Harei Zeh Chayiv, Keitzer. Also, a classical halacha. Keitzer, what's the example? Harei, Shetimei Oichlin Tahirim Shachaveroi, Oi Shedimei Aloi Peris, Oi Arev Loi Tipez Yayin Nesech B'teich Yenoi, Shoi Oto Alov Akol, V'chein Kol Kuyaitzer B'zeh, anything similar, that's already a broad license, you can be madame what you want, Shomin Masha Hifzit, O Mashalam Nezek Sholoim B'chula Akam Moshayna. Sok De Shach, Ez Medrik In Aramba, O Medekot Of Klola, Hamazik mama chaver v'chulun, v'gam mid the cost of the chen kol koyetze b'zeh, muchak the pasuk k'rav to perak and yizokin. He passes like Rav that you, this is a klolius tik halacha to all hezek shein hanik. The ik Shmuel, if you're going to pass him like Shmuel, or mashmal edi b'shas that Shmuel holds the dafka hani t'losa v'su loy. The maskano legamrina. The maskano in pshat and Shmuel is that you can't. Sorry, the miknasa. Sorry, legamrina. Yeah, good. The Miknas Legamrina, the Gemara says over there, the reason why Shmuel had to learn his Pshat in Manasseh is because Miknas Legamrina, and even though Manasseh means ear of Yayin Nesech, which is the exact same case, if you think of it, as Dimua, as Ma'arev Yitruma, so Shmuel, no, because without this special Knas, I want to learn out one to the other, because Miknas Legamrina, I can't learn out from one Knas to the next Knas. Good. But we pass him like Rav, we pass him the generous Halacha, the Chinkos of Rav, the Magachom, and Machikos of Ramam Shom Akakak. Hamanaseh Chayiv L'Shalim, which is the next halacha, says Beis, Zokter Rav HaMagid, how did he know that? It's Kerab, Dom HaHachi Bin HaNizokin, and Zokter Shach, you want to know how he passed on Grav, I could bring you a better Rayah. Imagine, because of Kam, V'chein Kol Kiyetiv, the Muchach Kiyetiv, the Pasa Kerab. Because Rav is the one who holds it, the broad halacha, Shmuel limited only to three instances. Okay. And the Shach continues that really the machlek is Rishonim, and we pass him like Rabbi Shmuel, is this a broad halacha or is this a limited halacha? And I say we have the Rambam, you have other Rishonim as well, you have the Mechaba, and Ramah doesn't argue. You have many Achrayim, which we'll see in Mirta Shem, there's a lot of stories that hold that Hezekin and Nitzi is Taka Chayiv. It's a Soif, it's Meir, how he, why we know we pass him that Miknosa. We are going to mean it, because the halacha of Maitha is, this is a broad halacha, your chayef for all types of hezekin and nika, and this is one of the examples. Ma'ariv is yain nesek, but like kain lekach and yekamoyit, any example you could have, you can be medame too. All right, let's continue, and I'll give you two more halachas, and then I'll go into very geshmaki and to take this apart. The Mechaber says, v'cheinim hoye shegeg, if it was a shegeg or an oynes, there they were not, they didn't penalize you. They only penalized you if what? If it was amazing. Let's try to be minded what's considered a shegeg. There's a Mishnayis, a place of Rikidega, Mishnayis. Rikidega says, if a person had a mind to do one chaza in, I'm going to get Reuven, and he's leaving the dormitory, and I'm going to mess him up, and you do a hezekin and nika on his stuff, and then, you find out that really it wasn't Reuven's stuff he just messed up, it really was Shimon. You got the wrong victim. You tried to mess Reuven up, and you end up messing up Shimon. Is that considered Shaygay, or it's amazing? I mean, you did it, Berishit, but you weren't trying to get Shimon, you were trying to get Reuven, and you blew it. Is that considered amazing or shaking? So, it's from one to another, we don't say good. So, the Kibbeg Mishnah is named on that that's considered a shaking. And that you'll be part of it. You wouldn't have a Knesset Rikai Gavna. If you didn't intend to get this guy, you intended to get somebody else, that's not amazing, that's a shaking. And the Minchas Pitzim argues with Kivega, the Minchas Pitzim says, he said that we find our law of Yiskadim Lara Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh, we pass him that you're Chayiv. That is considered Mezit. That's considered that you're Miskadim Lara, even though you're trying to kill Reuven, you kill Shimon. But Dosh Teit in the Father, we pass him like that, and Matlach is denying, we pass him. That's considered, we reckon your Das, and you try to do a Mezit, Rishis to him, we apply it to Yen, and that's also considered Mezit. He says, if it works for Ritzicha, why shouldn't it work for Mazik as well? And why shouldn't it work for the Din Rabbanon of Mazik as well? But he really needs to come out of it. Now, it could be Machalit, that Hayyosa Hosvara was Shalei Kalecha Reilich Matam with the Reza Shokaveron. And here, you were really trying to get Reuven, you weren't trying to get Shimon. So Kilu, for Shimon, we didn't really have to worry that you could trying to damage him, because you never intended to get Shimon. Even though K Machmas, the ladder of you're trying to get Reuven, but since you never intended to get Shimon, you wouldn't have done it with the Knas, with the Al Shimon Shabbat, you wouldn't have done it. So they didn't make the Knas Bichai Gamna. It's a suggestion, you can take it or leave it. But at least you see it's Machlekes, Mikibegam, Minkafitim, if this is considered Shregig or not. There is a Taisis, I should say, that the Taisis is Magdid by Zain Shetah. And one of the cases is that he was Taya on, he's Matame Teresa Shechavere, he passed in that on your chafis, you pass into your fruit, let's say, tar, and they were really tummy. And then you went ahead and now you mixed it with the rest of your tzardika fruits. And then later on, chamach the taita was really tummy. It's too late. He already mixed it with all the other pears. So nishnah, that pears, that fruit is tummy, but his entire warehouse is now tummy, because he doesn't know where that tzardika fruit is. So because of the dying, he messed them up, hain rab of money, because now all his pears are now tummy. So the Taisa says that Dain Shetah, you didn't do a b'mezid, I only have a b'mezid, and it's a hezekin and nika. The Taisa says that's also considered, he has a case that the Dain proved himself, he wanted to show that he was right, he took it and he mixed it, or he took the sherets and he put the sherets on the fruit to show, I'm showing you that he had the inverse case. He held that it was, really the fruit was tar, and he passed into with tummy. And to prove himself, to show that it's really tummy, that the guy shouldn't be chaychech on the track of the dying, he took a sheret and put it on the fruit. Now it's for sure tummy. You know, there's nothing, you can't be chaychech on the track anymore. So in that case, well, Taisa said that he didn't have to go as they like to do it, even though it was a tois, machmas to suicide, but he didn't have to do excessive, he didn't have to be so proactive. So that's a pesheya. And that's also considered amazing. I mean, I'm trying to prove in Taisa, you don't need an outright amazing. A pesheya is also like amazing. If you're negligent, that's also chayy. But if you're a shaygeg, then not. And that's the machlekes, because I told you the kidegim, you could feed him when Skavin was ever, and you killed somebody else. There's another machlekes that are crying him. What would be, if the reason why you're doing it is because you have your own, yourself in mind. You have a gain from it. You're not trying to hurt Yenna, you don't care about Yenna. But by you doing it, you gain through it. You're doing the latevis atzmai. Is that considered a shaygeg or not? And that's also a machoikis apoikim. The Sham Mishpat in Kufayin Vav, Nemzon, that's also considered a shaygeg. Because you didn't do it lahachis, you didn't do it to get the guy. You were doing it because you had a benefit from it. You just weren't sensitive to the other person, that's true. But you weren't trying to get him, so there, that's only considered a shaygeg. And the Minchas Pitim argues, you're going to see later on in Shempei Ches, and if it's done by Maisa, over there is such a tzad that if you do it, the reason why you're calling the police is because you just trying to protect yourself, you're trying to gain or whatever it is. There is such a shita who nems on that's not considered amazing, but we don't pass on that. The shark jumps on it, we don't pass on that. That is amazing, that is not even the kayak. So therefore, we just beat them. So over here too, but this knas too, if you end up doing it, even if you had yourself in mind, still that's considered like amazing, you're going to be a chayit. And again, maybe you could be machalic and say that this is, again, actually collect a halak and mandamentary. They were unkindness. Okay, you have to know. Good. When he, let's say the case was that he passed in his tummy and he wanted to prove it something, so he put the shards on it. Why did he do it? He wanted to show that his back is kind. Yeah, that the person should be a nichshon. Right, in a chenami. Yeah, but the bottom line is he didn't have to be so excessive. And because he didn't have to be so excessive, the case is it's like a pshia, and therefore he's kind. All right. Let's try to take it apart. We're discussing a bunch of our lockers on Hezek Shein HaNegah. What in the world is Hezek Shein HaNegah? And the Geshmaka in it, there's a lot of raid here. And then we'll see Pasha Halok Lamaita, the example. What's considered Hezek Shein HaNegah? So let's start. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra, that's days, on the days. You know? The Gemara says, the case was that you had a fence that separated your vineyard from your neighbor's tzvua. Without the fence, it would be klein. With the fence, no problem. You could plant your kerem, and he could plant his tzvua. Not a problem, no. Everything's fine. What happens if the gather falls down? So now there's danger. Now your kerem is going to answer his tzvua's klein. So now you're going to be in trouble. On that, the Gemara says like this. Tanya, mechita tekerem shenifritza, I'm a like gadar. You tell him to fix it. Cause of a nifra, so you fix it and it broke again. Tell him to fix it again. If he decided, he gave up. Yeah, why don't you to be guided for? He gave up. He decided not to be guided. At that moment, when he decided that he's no longer going to have a separation between the two fields, Harezek Kidesh, now became client. The Chayiv Achadisham, and he's Chayiv to pay the client that he caused to his friends, to his neighbors, to him. Now, we hold that this is al-Garmi. Rav Meir holds in the Baba Kam, the Gemara brings this is one of the cases of Garmi. It's Garmi. What did I do? I didn't put up a fence to separate two fields, and because of that, I caused your tzvua to become klein. It's Garmi. That's the Gemara. So, Tosis. Now, what? Lekaira, what happened? Your tzvua turned into klein, something that you cannot see. You put under a microscope, you will not see klein in your tzvua. But nevertheless, Allah is that the tzvua is grown. A myth, a kerem, that's klein, that's who becomes us. The gzeis because of that's awesome. So look, Tosis is like this. Ava gav, the hezek shenu nikol loishmei hezek. Menadin, midaraita, loishmei hezek. You can see why Tosis didn't want to learn that it was midarabonim. We'll see shortly. But midaraita, loishmei hezek. So what's going on over here? Nirulari, very important Tosis. Nirulari, the high choshev hezek nikol. Even though klein is not, you can't see klein. Still, it has a nikah. Why? Sharei nikahu shehu klayim. It's nikah that it's klayim. Kisharei ha-gefanim b'sadah. When you see the gefanim in the sadah, umetame. Kisharei ha-gefanim b'sadah. When you see the gefanim, means if I see my gefanim next to your tzvua, even though I don't see your tzvua turning into klayim, but I see the matzav that there's a growth happening kerem next to tzvua. That's a matter of klein. I see my kerem, everyone sees my kerem doing damage to your tzvua. So I see the mice and magic going on here. You made a toy. Hezek Shein HaNegah doesn't mean that you have to see that the chesed was genizik. No, you don't have to see that chesed was genizik. Hezek Shein HaNegah means that you don't see the mice and magic. You don't see that the guy did anything wrong. But if you see him doing something wrong, you see him putting a kerem next to your tzvua, you see damage, you see mazik, you see hezek right in front of your eyes, that's a mice mazik, that you're going to be chayvor. That's hezek nikah. Oh, Tractatus says, I'm metame. I'm metame also, if you take a sheretz, you see doing damage. So Tractatus says, metame, apa pisha roina sheretz, ala tyros, even though you see the sheretz on Yenim's tyros. I took a sheretz, I put it right onto, smack onto his fruit. So Tractatus says, no, lo choshet hezek neka. That's not hezek neka. Why? The niya deya mokshiro, a nice cup. You're right, really, it should be hezek neka. But the reason why it's hezek neka is because in order for fruit to become tame, there's a cause, they have to have hech shemayim. You have to first put water on it, and then nekele. Now the fruit could be a bar mekabel tuma. Well, if I see fruit in front of me, even though they already went through the water process, and there are a mekabel tuma, but I don't see that, the dry fruit in front of my eyes, I don't see any heksha here. So if you put the sheretz, do I see hezek? I don't see hezek at all. Shvatim are allowed to touch fruit. Shvatim are allowed to touch fruit, which are hukshuru. But fruits that were on hukshuru, shvatim are allowed to touch. What's the case of maize? Oh, if it'll be mace, if it, again, it's low, you have to go into the halakas. Okay, but, hold on here, 1 second. But what you see inside, so Taisa says that over there, the reason why it's ain't a nick, because you don't see the maisa hezek, you don't see the magic. Taisa has a chiddush, that what's considered hezek shenu nika, if you don't see a magic, that's hezek shenu nika. The makadem shomena, if you give a zet, that's nidaraisa. But if you don't see the magic, that's not Makadei Mishamena, that's only Midrabona. That's Taisus. And therefore, Dr. Talmud Arash Bava Rosh and Bava Kama, in about a dozen Achreinim thereafter, not knowing Talmud Arash Rosh said it, say it as well, that you come out like Taisus. If I take a sheret and I put it onto your liquid, and the liquid doesn't need a heksha, liquid is Makabo Tum right away, then I would Takibichai, it would be a Hezek Nikah. And he says, the Tzachin, I mean, if someone should say the Tzchilik in the Gemara, by metane, but toshtei, if I take a sheret and I put it on your fruit, the only reason why it's ain't a nika because I don't see the heksha. But if I had seen the heksha on your fruit, I mean, if I would see a tumah, it's wet, let's say, and I see it's a nechalei dika wet, it's inherent that this is a nechalei dika wet, then enechname, you'd be chayv. If I be metame, your liquid, enechname, you'd be chayv. That's hezek nika. That's not hezek. That's hezek nika mamish. Now, why didn't he want to say that enechname would be hezek nika only be mitzvah rabbanan? The text of Ein Loimba, the Achinami have a hezek shein a nikah v'kansu kumay b'metame, shalai yehei kol echad chelek metame teresav shechaveroi. The text is, the Achalek l'mekash l'achi, here they would never have mensak in this, the balakerem nami masir. I, the old takana was, I'm going to get you. So to stop me from getting him, metame teresav shechaveroi, they had to make this match. Here, if the guy didn't put up his fence, what's going to happen is his own kerem is also going to become compliant. So he's not going to cut his nose to spite his face. He's not going to do it. So we didn't have to meet with a takana. Void. And if you can tell me, it's a kenas. It's kenas who the mezid davko hayolay leschayv. It's not mashmal over here. It's only the mezid. It's mashmal even b'shoyget. So they says no. Can't be after din the rabban has a chenika. You have to make it a hezek nika. And the reason why you're chayv is because it's taka hezek nika. This is nika. I see the maisa mazik. That is nika. So hezek chena nika means you have to see a maisa mazik. Right. Correct. But I am saying even b'sheger, it says that the Gemara doesn't make a chilek, even b'sheger, let's see if you would know the halacha, shayla, you would know the halacha that this claim, whatever it is. Okay. Now, in Taisis, the Ksav Seifer takes it even to another step. I'm going to need this step later on, so hold on to it. The Ksav Seifer says that you should know, even though the whole world knows that these fruits were already hukshuru, you do it, it was signed, billboards, all, everyone knows that your parents are already hukshuru, doesn't make a difference. Because the shas, the maisa hezek, do I see your parents hukshuru? No. I see dry parents. Do I see a maisa hezek? No. If I don't see a maisa hezek, that's hezek shein nika. What? I know that it's coming, so I know, that, but that's not nika. Nika means nirla, I see it. If I don't see it, it's not a maisa hezek nika. That's not a hezek nika. That's a that same shuvah stuff. Good. I'm going to get back to it. Now, let's take it to another step. So now let's go to Midameya. I take your truma and I mix it up into your chulin and I mess you up because now you have to be machmir that everything's truma. Why is that a hezek shein nika? The reason why it's a hezek shein nika is because I didn't know that it's truma. I mean, I did know, but it's not apparent. It's not self-nika that it's truma. Maybe everything's chulin. You don't see me doing anything wrong. You know it's truma. I know it's truma. I want to get you, Taka. We all know it's truma. But do you see the fruit that it's truma? This fruit looks any different than the next fruit? It looks the same. So if I take your truma and I put it into your chulin, no, that's the same thing. That's eino nika. I mean, it doesn't make a difference, eino nika, because the makabel tumah, the nizik, you don't know that was so true, or if the mazik, you don't see that the truma was truma. It's eino nika. I don't see a maisa hezek. That's a hezek she'eino nika. A chibish of taisa. Okay, that's taisa shita. Let's go to other rishonim. Now, Ban Yina Zagami says otherwise. And really, it's other rishonim we're going to get to as well. Ramban learns to prove that the hezek she'eino nika means that it has to be nika in the nizik, in the dovah nizik, in the chesed that you damage, that there was damage in the chesed. Something that you can't see under a microscope, you can't be tested in a clinical lab, is not nika, finished. That's hezek she'eino nika. Hezek she'eino nika has nothing to do with the mice and mazik. It has to do that the nizik, the chesed which was nizik, you could see that there was damage to the chesed. If you can't see damage on there, you could put tumma on there, you don't see it. You could put the climb, you could do whatever you want onto the item. Oh, I'm going to get to climb exactly. But you could do whatever you want to the item. Yainesek, whatever you want today. If I don't see the item was genizik, because it's only ruchni asika, it's dinim in the Torah, but I don't see that this chesed had any damage, that's a hezek she'eino nika. And really, it's a Rambam. The Rambam says the same logic. When the Rambam touches up, what is hezek she'eino nika? He describes it. Something which is shlo nishtana hadava, the chesed hanizik was not nishtana, will nifsed the tzurasai. It wasn't nifsed at all. You don't see any difference in the tzura. That's the hezek she'eino nika. Mashmoy is immediately getting it like that as well. That's the hezek she'eino nika. So if you want to know sheret, like the Ramban, sheret was kachutai. It's irrelevant. I didn't know it was hoksha. I didn't know it was hoksha. That's not the reason why it's hezek she'eino nika. It's hezek nika because you can't see tumah with your eyes. So you can take a sheret, put it on the guy's apples, put it on his liquid too, doesn't make a difference. It's eino nika because I don't see the chesed being genizik. I might see at that point the mice are nazik, but I don't care about that. I want to see, at the end of the day, do I see that the nizik was damaged? No. I don't, there's nothing in that apple that showed any hefzik. It was not nishtana tzurasai. If I don't see anything in the nizik, that's hezek she'eino nika. I, the Gemara for Klein, over there, I guess that's what says the coin from the Klein. The Chayit should be a hezek she'eino nika for Zod. But the Ramban, the Klein is different. Klein is taka nika, even like my understanding. Even my understanding, but the Ramban, that has to be nishtana b'guf hadava. Klein is also nishtana b'guf hadava. Why? It says like this. When you pull the wall down, and this is my interpretation, it's not mine, it's a Shiva's interpretation of Ramban. Ramban says one liner. Shaila had a taicha of Ramban. I'm giving you that someone says, oh, Achrayna had a taicha of Ramban. When you pull the wall down and I see the matzav of Klein, what's Klein? Klein means that my grace shoot in itza into your tnua. That's not Klein. That's not what the Torah says. Klein acid, a mixture. You have Klein of a bag, you have Klein of a bottle of color. If you have a mixture, it's growing together. That's the chesed of Klein. You thought you were dealing with bottle of color. No, you have a new berry you call bottle of color. You thought you were dealing with temo. No, it's a new thing called Klein. You have a temo Christian yachtav. You have a new chesed. Well, by Klaya Karam, it's the same thing. When you pull down that wall, or you don't bother fixing that wall, you gave up, you in the Siyayish, right now, at that moment, seize the moment, what do you see? You see that now your tzvua is no longer tzvua. Your tzvua is Klayim. Your tzvua is a cheft of Klayim. It's growing together with Karam. So I see a growth of Klayim happening here. So even your tzvua is Klayim now. I see something in your tzvua. It is Nishtana. It's Nishtana that is called Klayim. Sorry? So, some Shmuel wants to say, Rizovsky wants to touch maybe, Shlomo Zalman wants to touch it a little like that. It's not mashal like that in the Rosh Hashanah. Ramban's word is that in a massive of Klein, I already have to wait, but it's a massive of Klein. I create a massive of Klein, so if I see the growth, I see a massive of Klein. He said, I could always uproot my Kerem, and you'll no longer see the Klein. Who cares? But Bishat Maisa, was there a Shina in the Tzuris Hadava? There was, because the Tzuris Hadava went from Tzur to Klein. Oh, you saw a Shina in the Tzuris Hadava? That's already considered a Hefzik because Hadava, that's considered a Hefzik. And that's Dr. the Ramban. Mashenkin thought that if you see the Sheret on top of the fruit, there was nothing intrinsic in the fruit. You can't see Tumah, unless you're a Rebbe, but you can't see Tumah, so the fruit is right that the Rebbe can't see it either. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Hezek there. You can't see it, so it's a Hezek Shein HaNika, right? So that's it. Right now, how you see a Sheret on it, and you see a Mais HaMazik, that we don't care about Mais HaMazik. We care about that the Nizik was Nifsit. We see that it was Nifsit. I don't see it was Nifsit. By Klein, I see it was Nifsit. Because in this Mazik, I see that this Tumah takes on a new shame. This Tumah is called Klein. That's the Ramban's first test. The second test, Ramban is, you're right. Hezek Sheino Nika. And the Sukkah is kind of called Hezek Sheino Nika. I take the word that it's only Mazi, it's not Chagig. No, the man wasn't about to go to the Sukkah talking about when he did it in the Sukkah. He did it to Shia. So it's here, right? So it's called Hezek Sheino Nika. Okay, the number goes like that. I'm running out of time here. I'm going to answer the item. Just do me a favor. I have a lot to say. But it's a good point, Yishan. Ramban discussed it, but I don't want to get into that. I'm trying to avoid that. Okay, good. So comes out like the Ramban is, what you see is in a Seisik Makot between Seisik and Ramban. Seisik says you have to see the Maisa Mazik, and the Ramban says you have to see the Hefzit in the Nizik. That's the Makot. Good. Let's develop this a bit. Let's take it to a case. There's a case of the Halach in Yerideya. There's a Ramon Yerideya in Shin Mem Tet Shiv Gimel in Hukas Avelis. The case was as follows. A guy had Nebuchadnezzar's parents lost their child, and they went a little crazy. And Al-Tsar, they start to take the clothing and throw it into the keva. And everything gets thrown into the keva. Every time they hit something in the keva, it's going to become a Chikhe Amei, it's going to be awesome. You have a Chiv of the Shabbat Aveda to thieve those garments, or to stop them from throwing it onto them, to save those garments from becoming awesome. What happens if you did that? It's a Mordechai. What happens if you did that? You chopped those garments, and then you decide you gave it back to the parents, and then the parents threw it onto the kid, Nebuch, and became awesome. So to Mordechai, you're going to be chayv. You're chayv. Because when you took it, you're Shema Aveda, and now you're Pashay, you put it on Bokum, you do them the chayis rois, you gave it to mad parents, so it's obviously going to be nifsad. So you're going to be chayev for that hezek that you caused. So what happened? These garments became also of tachrich emin. Zok tashah mishpun simin samak lov, simkan lamedalit, there's a shayla, a chayra, how do you understand this halacha? Fish loim if you learn like places, that you see the mice, the mazik. So when you took these garments and you, or the parents took these garments and put it on their child, the mace, at that point we see a mice, a mazik. We see tachrich emin, we see slam, it's going to be also. You see that those garments, you see the Maisa Hezek, you can't see Issa, but you see the Maisa Hezek, so it's going to be Chayiv. But if you learn like the Ramban, that you have to see the Hefzit in the Guf HaDavon, you have to see the Hefzit in the Shtana Tzirotay, the Begodim didn't change. Nothing happened to the Begodim to change. So if that's the case, like the Ramban, it should be Hezek Sheino Nika. And since you only a Shemer on it, and now look, it's by Shemer, by Hezek Sheino Nika, you could have Eshel HaKol HaFanecha, you're going to be Pata. So how could the Ramban Paskin over there, that you're a Shema Veda? By giving it back, you're going to be chayiv for this hefset that it became tachrich hamei. The chayiv only work like taisus and not the Ramban, and Talmud Rishonim hold like the Ramban. They practice that mishpah. Okay, maybe the Ramo or the Mordechai, but even Mordechai could hold like taisus. But the Ramo brings it down. Why is the Ramo passing like taisus and the Mordechai and not like the other Rishonim? So I would like to suggest that no, it's called that even the Ramban would be moed over there. Why? Because just like the Ramban's moed by klayim, what's the word of klayim? The klayim means that b'shas the ma'isa hezek, what did you see? The nizik also took on a different surah. The nizik was called now klayim. How you could fix it the next second, good. But b'shas ma'isa, the nizik became a shame klayim to it. It's not regular surah. There, the reason why it's also not because of tumah, it's not because the mace touched it, zapped it out tumah. The reason why, because of Chazal or Geizah, that anything that touches, any clothing touches mace, has a din of tachrich hamei. It's a different... There's a different shame to it. It's now cool, tachrich hameis. It's not regular begodim. It's tachrich hameis. They gave it a din of tachrich hameis. If you gave it a din of tachrich hameis, so when they see the begodim touching the maze, at that point they see these are not regular begodim. These are tachrich hameis of begodim. Oh, tachrich hameis of begodim. There the Ramban would be by the water. It's mishkana tzirotay. If you pull it off the maze, you will no longer see it's tachrich hameis. Who cares? But the shatzmai, I saw there was a hefzet, the tzirut adava. Just like if I pull away the kerem, I'll no longer see klayim, but b'shas ma'isa I saw klayim. I saw that there was nishkana tzur tzadava of the nizik, so therefore even the Ramban might be made over there to hezek nikam. Alright. Agav, what you see also is a shiloh of Shut Mari Breuner, he's in the topic. Will we say a chiv of garni on a hezek shena nikam or not? It means hezek shena nikam is a knas rabbanim. Garni is also only the rabbanim, the kamari shena. Like Takantu Lekatan, Lekatantu Leavdina. That's a mistake from Dagan. Maybe they didn't make one Durabana and another Durabana. And he's Mesopic. The Chayyid from here is on a foolish array that they did. And Ramban had a Tat to learn the Gemara and a Kamashayd and Taka learn the Gemara like that, that we're talking about. The holding the claim was of Hezekin and Nika. And yet the Ochiva Zakramay is only of Garmi. So you have Garmi and Hezekin and Nika. And even Taisus, the Etim was Nochus to learn Abchat. The Taisa didn't want it, that son was only Nezid, not Shoigig. They said, Bukhagadu won't pass the Knas. But besides, all the Rishonim are taunting over here that you can be Chayiv, even though it's Garmi, plus the Hezekshein HaNikah. What's going on? And Lama, you see that Garmi and Hezekshein HaNikah is Pachakai. And you have a right from dying to a Tine as well. The case was, if a dying was here at the Tame, and what happened now, the guy took his fruit and threw it into the warehouse, and now mixed up Tame with Tar, and he messed up all his fruit. Over there, the dying is Chayiv. Now the din of dying is Chayiv is only out Garmi. And when the Baal HaBayit himself, one of the Shatim is the Baal HaBayit himself mixed it up, or Baal HaBayit himself mixed it up, it could only be out Garmi, but out the Tumish Shaboy, it's a Hezekshein HaNikah. So Lekhoi, Avayit, you have a Raya, Garmi and Hezekshein HaNikah. The Kama, Raya is Luzah. But they state, that Lekhoi, the Mikhaif, the Garmi and Hezekshein HaNikah. Alright, let's move on. Still a lot to say. Okay, let's see a Piskei Tshuva here. There's a Piskei Tshuva, Hezekshein HaNikah. Now let's talk more of Maisa. This Shiloh has many different variations. It's the same Shiloh, but all right. Look at Piskei Tshuva. I'm a prima godim. Or Chaim ben Hoges Issa de Hetz. It's like say the Beis. Shekot of Izel Shoynay. Hatoichiv kav shel Isolot Hetz Chaveroi. I took my trefa spoon and I stuck it into your kosher food, and everything was hot, so the bleeds of my trefa spoon went into your food. If it's a shoygeg, I'm potter, because it's a hevichenu nekum. If I'll be bemeiz, I'll be chayiv. Dr. Prima Gordon, that's only by Minda Minot, because it's a Nunika. Ach Be'im Minot, but if I stick my tray for spoon, let's say it's Tam Basa, and I stick it into your rice, so now you can taste Tam Basa in your rice, so it's Nika in your rice. It's Nika Shatam, Yishleim, it's since it's the Nika Shatam, Ba'abe Hezek Nika B'tzarachim. If I'll take my tray for spoon and I'll stick it into your food, and it's Nika Shatam, it's a Minda Shein Minot, you're going to be Chayiv, that's considered a Hezek Nika. Tzarechim. It's mesupik if that's a hezek mitanat. If it's mimbeishenah, that's a hezekshena nika. But mimbeishenah meaning, then he's mesupik, and maybe that will be chayim. And so talk to Prima Gona. What's the time of this sopik? What does he want? Look, chayro, we buy this nika atam, the zikir should be nika. If it's nika atam, then look, lehamin should be hezek nika. What does he want? Why is it tzarechim? So he could say that he held Hezek Nika has to be Nikolayim. Just because it's Nigash Adam, and it can use a different sense to detect that it's there through Tam, but if it's not near it Lion, you can't see the Tam in the rice, so it still might be considered Hezekshein HaNikah. But a lot of Akhenim Nimam Papit is a lot of this is also considered Hezek Nika, even through Tam. So what would be his topic? Let's take the Prima Gadam apart. What are we talking about? What Issa was in this spoon? What magical Issa was in this spoon that's answering your rice? To them, look, most Isurim, normally Isurim that we have today, you really can't discern if it's Osso or Hesha. For example, Nedelis, Trefis, everything is bust in the spoon. We don't know if it's Shechted right or Shechted wrong. Never look at Kmonti, they couldn't tell the difference if it was Trefis or not, right? If it's in the spoon, it's in the spoon, you can't tell. So yes, you have Tam Bost in the spoon, but you have no idea that Tam Bost is Tam Issa. Now, let's say you'll have Chuma and Tevel in the spoon. If you taste like vegetables. Well, it tastes like my carrots. It tastes like my fruit. It tastes like my grapes. How are you going to know that, no, this is truma, tevel, arla, or whatever it is. It's klein. You can't taste it, right? So the etzem, the oyster, the tam oyster in the spoon is not tasteable. Now you're going to go ahead and put it into your rice. Look at that maisa. Do you see anything wrong? I don't see anything wrong. I think it's a perfect maisa. It's very, very nice. Very nice. You're helping it. You're mixing his rice in. So light taste that you have to see a maisa hezek. You don't see any maisa hezek. You don't see any Maisa Hezek, it's Hezekshein HaNikah. If you learn like the Ramban, you could say the Ramban didn't care whether you see a Maisa Hezek or not. Moshe by Sheretz, being Matama, he was very happy. All he cared was, if later on, could I see something with Mishtana in the Gufa Nizek? Then we'll figure out what it was in Mishtana, because that Mishtana caused a problem, doesn't cause a problem. So I got to see a Mishtana in the Nizek. Well, here, if I could be near Goshatam and I could taste that there's something wrong in your rice, it tastes funny, it tastes like Basa, and I know that taste of Basa is Nevela, even though that's not only out the idea. But I see something, I taste, I discern something in your Nizek, who is Nishtana Tzarasai, I say, Ramban, you be Chayiv. So it could be his Tzarachin was, it's telling him, like, it's Taisa to Ramban. If you learn like Taisa, it will be considered Hezek Sheinu Nikah, because I don't see the Maisa Mazik. If you learn like the Ramban, it will be considered Hezek Nikah. So who cares, I don't see the Maisa Mazik, but it's Nikah in the Nizek, that is different. Okay, well, fine. Just hold me. Do me. I'll talk to you after Shabbat. That's okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to cap around here. I see I'm not going to be able to answer it. All right. And back with the Ksav Saita said the same exact thing by Mamash Chatik. I took a Chatik. They all have the same case. A similar case. You borrowed a pot from your neighbor and you messed it up. You start all these type of cases. His case was you borrowed a klicheres, and what did I do? I took a piece of meat and I threw it into the, while I was cooking, I'm back and threw it into this pot. I trafened off the pot. He says, even if this piece is a piece of nevela, and it's ben, I see the chafet, it's a nevela. So I tell, like Taifis, it's still a heavy chain of necker, because you know the difference between a piece of meat being a nevela and not a nevela. You can't see the difference. So like Taifis, it's a heavy chain of necker. This one with the Ramban, like I said, you could suggest maybe it's necker, because if the tambot of the nevela goes into the vegetables, it's mimbe chain of meat, so then it'll be necker that the tambot. And I know that that bot is nevela, that will be hezek necker. But like Taifis, since I can't discern whether it's nevela or not, I don't see the maisa hezek, it's going to be a hezek chain of necker. Now, going back to the case of the spoon, if the spoon would have, let's say, a unique taste, it has chaza in there, it'll be a hezek nicker type taste, it'll be a tam of chaza in that spoon, and we'll say that there, even tastes could be moida that you chayev, because I taste the chaza, I know that it is not just by, I if I would taste the spoon before you dip it in, I could say that this spoon is definitely osma, and if I see you sticking the spoon into the pot, I know you're tracing up the pot, so I see a maisa hezek, and tastes would be moida. But if that would be the case of the Prima Godin, then even by Mimba Mina it should be awesome. Prima Godin Makabu can Mimba Mina Enum Mina. If you're going to learn that talking about Chaza here, well, if I'll take a spoon which is Mali Chaza, and I'll stick it into a kosher piece of meat, but I know that spoon is Chaza, and I taste the spoon before, and I know it's Chaza, and I see it sticking the meat, even though it's Mimba Mina, let's say in the meat I can't taste. Well, mushrooms, the tear, why in that case I won't be able to taste it, but who cares? But the maisa, since I know it's a maisa hezek, I see you sticking a chazatika spoon into the pot, I know that you're trafing off the pot, avadi gonna be chay. So that can't be the case. Pasha. So anyway, the pasha pot, the case doesn't matter, normal is so that you can't discern. So that could be the sarakina prima goda. If you learn like that, it will be has a chain and nikah because you don't know that you're doing a oisa. You don't know you're doing a maisa is a maisa mazin. A chain, if you learn like Ramban, it will last. If you learn like Ramban, it is a hezek nikah because I could taste that it's tambos and I know that tambos is nevela. Let me just theorize. We're not going to have time to finish this sermon. I gave up on that already. Mr. Aishman Lagodra. But one more halacha which is similar on this, Basa B'cholam. This is Shlomo Zalman's case. Let's say the spoon was chalavi, and the pot was bisari. The kreir was cooking meat, a fakert. The spoon was bisari, and you put it into a pot, which was chalavi. What would be the halacha then? I taste the Ramban, if it has a knicka, has a chain of knicka. And the reason why it's difficult to know these cases with knicka now is because a lot of these cases are considered a shaykh. She did it by accident. Someone said maybe she was a shaykh, but a lot of say that she did it by accident. If she did it by accident, she will only be kai if you can say this as a hezek knicka minadin. If it has a chain of knicka, she's going to be pata. So, the Mincha Shleimer, Shleimer Zalman says the following. He makes it up, breaks it down to three gedorim, similar to what I'm saying. He said that if you could taste, let's say it's a milk of the spoon, if you could taste the milk in the pot of the Kedei Shabbat Shabbat, you could taste the tam milk in the basa, and I could taste that it's going to be off. I taste basa b'cholov. He said that's nikka, that's the kuliyam hezek nikka. So I like to taste, I see the mice hezek. So I like the Ramban, the nizik was nishtana tzurasai, it tastes from basa b'cholov. He said if you can't taste it, there's not enough. You could taste it in the basa, but what? But you could taste that the spoon was chalavi before you stuck it into the basa. So there he says, loy tasis, you see the maisa hezek, because I know you're sticking a milchuka spoon into a pleshuka pot. I know you're chasing up the pot. Loy teramban, it's not a hezek nikah, because divide, if I'm going to try to taste the kadeira, I'm going to try to taste the nizik, I will not discern the chalav, so then it's a hezek chain of nikah. And today we're not some chinanak seila, and you're there, we don't rely on taste. So we have to aser it. As long as there's no shisha, we're going to have to aser it. So it's going to be asa, and I can't taste the isa. So later on, if it has a chain of nikah. But like this, it will be hezek nikah because I could have tasted the spoon had chalav before you stuck it in. But he said, if it's talking about a case, that if even the spoon you couldn't taste before you stuck it in, because it's a svar, but we don't really know how much milk is in the spoon anyway. I just got the milk of the spoon. Doesn't mean it's mully milk in the spoon. So sometimes you might not even be able to taste it. But we, again, we don't rely on the connoisseur to tell me that there's no milk here. And if I'm going to stick it into this pot, I'm going to trafe off the pot if there's no shishim connected to the spoon. But Dr. Mincha Shleima, here, lukuli am a site taste the side of the Ramban, it will be as a chain of nickel. Because I didn't see a maisa mazik either. Not only didn't I taste it in the meat, but I couldn't even taste the spoon before you put it into the meat. So I don't see a maisa hezek either. So I don't have a Nishtana Tzoros, I don't have a Maisa Mazik, so in that case, will be a Hezek She'enu Nika. So you have three cases. If it's Nika entirely, a Hezek Nika. If it's Nika in the spoon, not in the meat, so Makwek is placing it on Ban. And if it's not Nika even in the spoon, it's a Hezek She'enu Nika Lekulu Yama. Just a few rights, I'm not going to have time to do more, but just a few rights. Let's say the Maisa in Munsi, when a guy sells Basa Trefa, and now you go home, and you stick it into your pot, and you're trafing up your whole house Kulila. I'm not even talking about Dr. Sefer, but just also, partially they're trafing up everyone's pots. So this is a baragola, good, baragola. But let's say the pots are still up in Agola, China, whatever it is, and he messed up thousands of dollars worth of China, a pot that's in Agola. Is he going to be chayy? So there is a nesivis in Reish Lama Dalit who say that this is like garmi, that's like shukhani, or dain sheta. You relied on the person who's feeding you, you relied on him that he's selling you kosher meat. He told you he's selling it kosher, and you relied on him. I'm not sure if you're relying on the seller, you're relying on the mashkiach, I'm not sure, but you're relying on both for sure together. You're relying on them that this is kosher. Dr. Nesivis, you're going to be chayav al skami for all the trafening up that happens later on. I just want to be moist, but our sugya, you have to know now what happened. What did I do? If I put in my fleshy kabat at home, and it was, this was also flesh, same thing, just it wasn't shechted at all, or was it nimlach, let's say, and you can't taste the difference, yet nimlach, not nimlach in your pot. So if it turns into demino in your pot, in the beliefs of your pot that already exists on basa, so I can't taste this on basa, so it's going to be a mimbamino. So like the Ramban, you don't taste it in the pot, so it's going to be a hezek sheino nika. And like Tosis, you don't see the maisa mazik either, because you don't see the piece of meat looks just fine. You couldn't tell the difference if it's also mosa. So it's right, it's going to be a hezek sheino nika. So it'll be only benazit, not fishaikin. It won't be continuing benayachra, right, with all these variables. And even though he did it, let's say, v'tatzmei for, no, I mean, whatever, I'm not going down that route. But if it will be a brand new pot, and you could taste tam basa, and I know that this tam basa had to come from your meat that you gave him, there's no other meat that was in this pot, and I now know that that meat was traced, so like places, it still has a chain in there, because I took you, put meat in the pot, there's nothing discernible in this meat, I didn't see the maitha has it. But if you learn like the Ramban, these I could taste the tam meat in the pot, so I know that your time got into my pot, and I want to know out the idea that this time is trefa to get time, then it'll be a hezek nika. So you can have that case, but then look, most times, it's not the first time, not the only time, so you won't be able to taste the time in the pot, so it will be nim demina, so it'll only be continuing the mazit, I mean, it's mazit, it will only be continuing the mazit, and not the shaykin, and it won't be continuing the noi, akav, the muslim. Every store in between, let's say he provided to your grocery.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.